Sometimes whole body.
And it closes behind.
Yeah, Kelly Carver?
She was ousted from medical school for experimenting on stolen corpses, trying to reanimate them, apparently.
Dr. Deadly. What's more, a couple months ago, she disappeared. Now, I just know she's hiding out somewhere.
I'm sure you'll find her, Commissioner.
Not if a smoker does first. Now, that's just what I need. Every time a crime's got us stuck, that clown swoops in and makes us look minorly.
He's a menace, Commissioner. A scourge that threatens to fray the very fabric of law and order.
That's the way I like him, remember? Well, all the other papers are singing his praises. The Daily Beacon's the only one that portrays the smoker for the dangerous vigilante he really is.
Can you believe it? It's staring at him in the face and he's blind to bat.
If he only knew his friend and ally, Lambert Prince, and the smoker were one and the same.
Not that. Crime's a sick brick. They're connected.
Come again?
The grave robbers. The girl with the missing gray matter. Think about it.
Really, Virginia, murder's a bit of a jump from the steel corpse.
Not the doctor's.
We don't even know if she's in on this. Still, the smoker would very much like to know the whereabouts of Miss Kelly Carver.
You imbecile! I specifically directed you to deliver the Lola specimen to me untouched!
Oh, don't blame me, Doctor. If I crack that thing out of the switch glass hole in one piece, because the buzz went flat of me, and it split. Well, I simply extracted the bodily organ and got the rest of the beer out there!
Tickles, how many times must I explain the Carver method? The brain must not be removed until the very last minute in order for a transplant to be a success.
Oh, what's a broad view of brains anyhow? Can't you just, coast on a feminine charm?
The brain is the most vital, most valuable tool in the human body. Nay, the world. Nay, the universe. The brain is what enables us to create, to destroy, to match God himself, to find and reclaim the very science of his cosmos.
So I hooked up. Right.
Who am I to search for the last time?
Hey, keep your rubber gloves off of here, please, sorry. Hey, what's with all the ruckus? Doc, what did I tell you about slobbering the health? I pay good money for my drugs. I don't need no science lady scuffing them up.
Yeah.
Sir. Now, seeing as I am putting the bill for these here experimentations, how about the progress? Jumping Jehoshaphat spats!
Like, I've made this perfect woman using the best of our specimens.
Wanda, it looks just like her.
Have you noticed the surroundings? I've spruced them up so that when she awakens, it will be like she has forever been ensconced in luxury's lap.
I admit, Doc, you really got an eye for design. Well, the curtains on the walls, candelabra burning right out of above. Huh? A chandelier! I hate chandeliers. You know I get three with chandeliers. How could you go and you hang one from the ceiling?
Honestly, Billy, you're living in the past. You must pull yourself into the present, nay, the future, when your beloved is returned to you by the rewards of science, modernity, and what comes of kilns ignited by Promethean fire.
Well, you did do a bang-up job on the body. How soon can we get Lola's noodle in this thing here?
Mr. Beluga, that's what I was trying to tell you. Tickles botched the job. Ruin Lola's brain.
Your number's up, piano man.
I can swear.
Say, Doc, how did that Carver method of yours work again?
Well, it's deceptively simple. All it requires is a hacksaw like this one I have here. And now all I need is a brain to extract.
Hey, you keep away from me with that. Don't you come no closer. Don't come no closer.
Crosswords on my dime. Now, I'm giving you one last chance.
Yes, that's the one.
With destiny.
Virginia.
If I got a story you can't print, and this little lady's gonna tell it.
Slow down a minute. Sit down, have a drink.
Screwdriver, please. Thanks. Why would I want you
to drink? Who's this?
Lambert, meet Janet Sims. Janet, here, it's cracked the case wide open.
Which case?
Did you know the water
Why don't you start from the beginning, off the record? What was the inscription?
To my beloved Willie, my heart is stuck with Cupid's harpoon, with a love as deep as the Pacific, one.
I hesitated to say yes, but he explained that she had passed away some time ago, and he was finally ready to move on. Preparing the book was the first step.
Tell him about the date.
Dinner was lovely, but when he went back to this place for drinks, which he never do.
Of course not.
Well, he asked me to drink something.
Go on.
He told me to put on a white dress.
Yes.
And a red thing.
Yes.
And
out with it, girl. And
reading passages from Moby Dick.
Of all the disgusting.
Tears. When I got home, I told Lola all about it.
The roommate.
Lola Burke. Lola's always had a fascination with fixing broken men. Yet yeah, she thought she could fix women.
It gets better. Last night, Lola didn't come home.
You don't think.
I don't know what to think. It's not my fault. He should have stopped her.
Miss Sims, my secretary has a box of tissues on her desk. Why don't you go help yourself?
Thank you.
Pretty hot lead, if you don't mind my saying so.
I do.
Still think I'm more books than brains, Lambert?
Your looks are what got you the inn. That girl would never have confided in you if you weren't a dame, someone who understands the feminine condition.
Well, I tried. So long, Lambert.
While you're out, be a doll and take Sad Sack over to Commissioner Winston. See if he can identify the body that washed up as Lola.
Well, that's just sweetheart, but I've got a date tonight.
With what, a hot water bottle?
Big Willie's showing me around town.
You've got a date with Big Willie?
Not yet, but I know how to get his attention. By the end of tonight, we'll know if Big Willie's connected to the waterfront murder. And, if my hunch is right, the graveyard robberies, too.
Into your room and make new friends. Now the question is,
What's it going to be tonight?
I'm still here, aren't I?
I'm into that. Now tell me, friend, because we are friends.
Sure, we're friends.
Have you heard anything funny about a string of grave robberies recently?
I don't think there's anything funny to be said about that. Oh, and here's my head waiter. Salute, Andre.
To left of the right shall we, but Monsieur Bidou and Mademoiselle Stone.
Mercy, Andre, you may go. A toast, my dear, for love of everlasting.
Should I remind you, we just met.
Now, why would you go and do a thing like that?
Because you're being a little forward and fresh, is why.
And you want I should stop?
Now, why would you go and do a thing like that? To love everlasting.
Oh, look who's here. It's my head chef, Bernadette.
I trust you're enjoying your meal. Avocado and egg with a crab mousse.
What are you doing, you cock? I told you to keep it in the back. What's the matter with it, though? Your bale is a great white whale.
That's your head cook, and my mug belongs on Mount Rushmore. She's no more than a chef that I'm made with, and I wouldn't be cut dead in a soap like that. That's a proper Dr. Dick.
A very astute observation. Miss Virginia Dale?
Dale? That no good ghost reporter with healthy bones?
You say, Mr. Maluga, it was Miss Dale who disclosed the controversial nature of the experiments that led to my departure from medical school. And I never forget the face. Good luck writing your way out of this one, Miss Dale. Even your prose won't save you now.
That's where you're wrong, Carver. I knew you were mixed up in the waterfront murder and the grave robbery, too, and I won't rest until this story hits the front page.
I'm afraid you'll be resting long before that.
Is that so?
That's so.
We'll see about that. Oh, my head. Feels like a hot air balloon.
I recognized you the moment you walked in, Miss Dale. I laid you to drink a mild soporific.
Oh, curse it. Betrayed by bubbly. Well, let me tell you both. You'll never get away with this. Never. I'll fight with my last muscle, my last breath. I'll fight.
Hello? I really thought we had something special. But nobody but wins Big Willie Beluga. Doc, load her into the truck. Looks like we finally got a brain grain enough for my one.
Matilda, has Virginia come back to the office?
Answer
me already.
No, she has not. Only the other 5 minutes will make her come back any faster.
Well, it's getting very late.
Then I go. Dear Mr. Prince, will you give him a nine-letter word for dumb?
Matilda, I told you.
No, but if you're going to keep me cooped up here until Miss Dale comes back, at least I'll be on my crossword.
What about Commissioner Winston? Did you call him like I told you to?
As a matter of fact, I did.
And?
And what?
What did he say?
Stopped,
or I'll never forgive myself if Virginia ends up.
Brainless?
What?
Brainless. A nine-letter word for dumb, that's it.
Now, sometimes I wonder why I keep you around until then.
See,
Mr. Prince,
what's a five-letter word for
bug? Annoyed. Commissioner Winston is hiding something. I know just how to get it. Perhaps this time he was visited by an old acquaintance. A 12-letter word for the smoker.
Rosie, will you hear me out? Baby, I'd love to come home for dinner tonight, but there's been another body found at the waterfront. No, you don't want to hear about it. It's just not for a woman's ears, is all. Yes, I know you're tough. Baby, trust me, I know. But these murders, well, they ain't pretty. For the love of Pete, Rosie, the man's brain was removed, just like the last one. No, this isn't just some excuse to eat out. I love your cooking! Now that's uncalled for. Yeah, Rosie, maybe I'll call you back.
Commissioner Winston.
I thought I smelled something.
You should keep your windows closed. You wouldn't want to catch a trap.
Since when do you have my health in mind?
Don't be silly, Commissioner. Where would I be without you?
If you want me to take early retirement, keep tough. I take it you're not just dropping in to say hello?
I need information on the waterfront.
No. If you think I'm going to hit a dangerous vigilante like you...
Listen to me, Commissioner. A woman's life may be at stake.
Yeah, whose life? If you're withholding information from me, I can have you behind bars tonight.
No, that is if you wouldn't just
Will you aid me or not?
I don't have time for your shenanigans. This is a police investigation, and I plan to keep it that way. And I was busy enough with the graveyard robberies without murders and a self-titled stalwart butting in.
No,
you get out of here. I'm not answering a single one of your lousy questions.
But, Commissioner, you already have. Smokers come to put an end to your macabre delusion.
I'll put an end to you, Smoker!
Your bullets pass through me like the sands of time through the fingers of sight. Please, a Smoker, Willie, and look upon all that your grief has wrought.
Yeah!
Two murders, a third innocent life in peril.
Crack it, that bag!
Doctor Dead cannot return your Wanda from the grave.
You're wrong, Smoker!
How'd you come loose?
Well, the smoker had you glued. I cut myself free. It was an accident.
And now your bluff's undone, Big Willie.
All right, that's far enough. I can't shoot you, Smoker, but one more step in this day, I'll get the slug in the back.
Willie!
Yeah! When the doc wakes up from her untimely conclusion, he will continue the procedure as planned.
Willie, the chandelier.
What?
Up there, swaying to and fro.
It's being held up by that rope fastened to the wall behind me. Willie must have hit the rope when he tried to gun me down.
He's hanging above the gurney!
Wanda!
It's going to fall!
Wanda!
Come on.
Oh, Amber, it's Willie!
I don't know, Wanda. He managed to push Wanda's gurney out of harm's way, but that chandelier was over 100 pounds, and from a 20-foot drop, there's nothing left now but a tangle of twisted metal and bits of crystal, and beneath it, the broken body of Big Willie Beluga.
Your Wanda, Virginia.
I can't.
Answer him.
You already, Wanda. Did I save you from the chandelier?
Yes. Really, I'm all right. You saved me.
Last night I was too slow, Wanda. I didn't make it in time.
It's time you were fast, Wanda. It puts you right out of the way. Quick as can be.
I didn't mean to be slow last night, Wanda. I thought maybe you were mad at me.
No. No, I could never be mad at you, really. Never. You did everything you could.
I don't know, Virginia. I guess I was just caught up thinking about Big Willie. And Willie always walked on the wrong side of the law, but losing Wanda must have pushed him over the edge. I suppose, in a way, Wanda was Willie's white whale. All-consuming. Forever out of reach.
Lambert, what are you going on about?
Can't you see what I'm trying to say, Virginia? You hadn't told me about your hunch that Shelley Carver was connected to those waterfront murders. I never would have kept the cemetery. Indomitable as he is, the smoker is powerless without the brains of Virginia Dale.
Well, good to hear you come around. Does this mean I can take a spin in your coupe de ville?